The University of Wisconsin-Madison has a knack for churning out Olympic hockey players. Four current and two former Badgers are in Milan right now, representing Team USA in women's ice hockey. That includes hockey legend Hillary Knight. The team is 3-0 in the preliminaries, and they'll take on Canada this afternoon. With a real shot at winning gold, Jenny Peek has more on what they're fighting for.
Every great team finds something to rally around. For women's hockey, that might just be five-time Olympian Hillary Knight. The hockey legend announced this year's Winter Olympics in Milan would be her last. At 36, Knight is Team USA's captain and the face of women's hockey. She told CBC Sports Hockey North that she's beyond grateful to compete on the world stage one more time.
There's so much inspiration in our room. And then when the puck drops, I mean, it's going to be electric. So really looking forward to it.
Knight played hockey at the University of Wisconsin-Madison from 2007 to 2012. The Badgers won two NCAA titles during her time. It was the beginning of the program's dominance. Today, they have the most championships of any college women's hockey team. And a new crop of Badger athletes are following in Knight's footsteps. They include defender Caroline Harvey, right wing Kirsten Sims, forward turn defender Layla Edwards, and goalie Ava McNaughton. Alumna forward Britta Curl-Salem rounds out the six current and former Badgers competing on the ice in Milan. On a chilly morning in Madison, about 2.5 weeks before the Olympic Games, Harvey, Sims, and McNaughton ran drills at the Laban Arena. Pucks skidded across the ice as the players worked on one-touch passing and slap shots. Seamless turns and quick stops made their moves look effortless. McNaughton says spending every day on the ice with her Badger teammates makes for built-in chemistry.
They know you better than probably other players do just because of how much time we spend together. So being able to have like familiar faces, especially in high-pressure environments like that, will be really, really helpful.
The Badgers coach, Mark Johnson, knows a lot about high-pressure environments himself. He scored two goals in the famous Miracle on Ice games at the 1980 Olympics, helping the U.S. defeat a heavily favored Soviet team. He's coached the Badgers women's team since 2002, and the players say he builds up their confidence. The young Olympians also laid on the praise for Knight, who they say is a leader both on and off the ice. Here's McNaughton, Harvey, and Sims.
She's, you know, exactly what you would want to represent your team.
She's an unbelievable person, and she's always had open arms and showed us the way, and she's been just such an amazing leader.
She's just been such an idol of mine since I was little, so getting to actually be on the ice with her and now going to an Olympics with her is super special. I mean, still can't put it into words.
Now that the games are finally here, McNaughton says the team wants to bring one more gold medal home for their captain.
Every athlete's going there for the gold medal, but I think given all that she's done for the program, it definitely is a driver in the back of your head. It'd be amazing for her to go out on top and to be able to taste gold one more time.
As for the path to gold, all eyes will be on Canada, their Team USA's steepest competition. Since women's hockey first debuted in the Winter Olympics in 1998, the U.S. has won gold twice. Team Canada has taken gold five times.
It's a two-headed monster until proven otherwise. Hands down, their biggest rival will be Canada. It always was, always has been. For the foreseeable future, it always will be.
That's AJ Malesko. She's a two-time Olympian and ESPN analyst. She'll be in the booth in Milan for NBC. She says Team USA's combination of veteran leadership and young guns make them the team to beat.
I think they're poised for a really deep run. The gold medal is theirs for the taking.
As Team USA wraps up round-robin play in the prelims, they shift their focus to their first knockout game on Friday, February 13th, where every move matters. Jenny Peek, Wisconsin Public Radio.